Hare Krishna. Okay, some short questions and short answers. Haladhar Das asks, do the residents of Goloka Vrindavan speak Sanskrit or another language? You heard both. To the best of my knowledge, in Vaikuntha they speak Sanskrit, in Goloka, in Dwarka and Mathura they speak Sanskrit, and in Braj they speak Brajbas or Prakrit, which is a sort of a simpler derivative of Sanskrit, more conducive to the rural nature of the Brajbasis. Chitraketu Das asks, what's our Vedic opinion of sort of artificial insemination or birth of children in Hungary? There's a lumpy baby, I don't know what the English equivalent is. In other words, what's our opinion if the devotees or some house couples have to resort to some artificial means of having children? I've always advised that that's an individual decision. There are certainly lots of precedents in Mahabharata and Puranas of Vedic couples who cannot naturally have children, and as a result they resort to, or they have the assistance of, some other means. It may be some fire sacrifice, some drinking of some sacred broth or something, but in any case, it's something else other than the natural process. So the facility or the gate is open. Kundam Jaram asks, is ISKCON the only organization with which to reach Krishna? Are ISKCON and the Sri Sampradaya the only existing pathways to the Lord? There are four sampradayas. ISKCON is part of the Madhava Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya is another, and then there's the Rudra and Kumara Sampradaya. So all of these are authentic sampradayas, and the followers can achieve the sadhya that's being offered by that parampara. Sadhya meaning goal. It is only the Gaudiya Vaishnavas whose destination is Goloka Vrindavan, Braj and Goloka Vrindavan. And but it is not only the members of ISKCON. There are other Gaudiyas, Gaudiya organizations, who, if they strictly follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they will certainly also attain Krishna and go back to Godhead. And the last question is Braja Kumar, who asks, how do you pronounce the name Damodar? He says that a Sanskrit scholar, rather than the general Damodara, that it should be the O that's emphasized, Damodara. Well, I'm no Sanskrit scholar, so what do I know? But when I write it, it's the first A that's long, so I always understand it to be Damodar. And that's the way I sing it. Radha Damodara Prishta Radhika Varshabhanavi. And so I also worship Radha Damodar, but that's how I say it. Whether it's right or wrong, that we need to look into from a Sanskrit scholar, someone who really knows. I'm certainly not a Sanskrit scholar. What do I know? Radha Damodar ki jai.